Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
The congressman credited with sparking Joe Biden's successful run to the presidency in 2020 will be visiting the region Friday. South Carolina Representative Jim Clyburn will be making visits to Buffalo and Niagara Falls under the invitation of Congressman Tim Kennedy. Clyburn's endorsement of Biden days prior to his winning the South Carolina Democratic primary is widely considered the turning point in the 2020 election. Biden had lost badly in earlier primaries before going on to win the November presidential election over then-President Donald Trump. In 3 decades in Congress, Clyburn has held many key posts, including House Majority Whip and Chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus. Administrators in Buffalo Public Schools are celebrating the strides made by elementary school children that exceeded district goals. During her State of the School address, Superintendent Tonja Williams-Knight announced the reading proficiency rate for the district's economically disadvantaged third graders increased from 33% to 40%, math proficiency from 13% to 21%. As Williams-Knight pointed out, the success was achieved by students who started school during the COVID pandemic.
And these are the children who went from being in structured schooling to remote learning to hybrid learning.
47% of economically disadvantaged third graders were still well below grade level on reading, and 42% were at least one grade level behind in math. A highly coveted political appointment could be determined 1 week from today. That is the schedule, or rescheduled date, rather, for a special meeting of the Western Regional Off-Track Betting Board of Directors as they move to replace Henry Wojtaszek, who is leaving as president and CEO, which is among the highest paid public jobs in New York State. Among the rumored candidates is Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, whose office has not responded to a WBFO request for comment on whether Brown is seeking the post. And a recent study shows tourism spending is rising in Erie County. According to a release from Visit Buffalo Niagara, in 2023, tourists spent $2.4 billion in Erie County, an 11.2% increase over 2022. Breaking down the numbers provided by the Oxford economics company Tourism Economics, spending on lodging jumped 13.5% in 2023 to $455 million. Food and beverage spending increased by 11% to just over $1 billion.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
There are new details about last year's human smuggling incident across the St. Lawrence River in which 9 people died. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, one of the suspects behind the fatal cross-border attempt is in custody and faces an extradition request from U.S. authorities.
51-year-old Stephanie Square was arrested last week by the Akwesasne Mohawk Police and remains in custody. U.S. authorities want her on a 9-count indictment on human smuggling charges. They include conspiracy to commit alien smuggling for profit, and alien smuggling causing death. 2 others from the Akwesasne Mohawk Reserve have also been indicted, but they remain at large. A 4th person, Janice Terrence, is already in U.S. custody. 8 migrants died last year in a human smuggling operation in March while trying to enter the U.S. illegally from Canada through the Akwesasne territory. 4 were members of a Romanian family and 4 were from India. The bodies of the 8 migrants who drowned were found at the end of March. The 9th body of Casey Oakes of Akwesasne, who was allegedly piloting the boat, was found in the waters in July. In June, Canadian police arrested 4 people and issued warrants for 4 others, all linked to a human smuggling ring that brought migrants across the border. Extradition documents suggest Stephanie Square exchanged text messages with other co-conspirators. They had raised concerns about the weather on the night of the fatal crossing. Court documents also say U.S. authorities believe that members of the smuggling operation, which includes Square, continue to engage in human smuggling activities for profit. The Akwesasne territory straddles Quebec, Ontario, and New York State. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto on the Canadian Beat.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.